Welcome to our morning show on WRCO and WRCE Radio. I'm Phil Nee, and we are pleased to have a great topic. It seems like we just talked about this. It's been a year already since the last one, the National Night Out, the Partners for Prevention Coalition presenting that event, which is happening next Tuesday, August 1st at the UW Richland campus. And in studio today, we have Chief of Police Billy Jones. We have Chief Deputy Aaron Wallace from the Richland County Sheriff's Department. Also, Dina Degner will introduce you to Dina, who's helping out the event for Betsy Raisler, is director of Drug Free Communities Project, and our own Joanne Krulatz. Since she's not shy, I think we'll start with her today. Joanne, you're a part of this board, and you've been a part of it for a while.
Actually, since the inception, since we got the DFC grant, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, trying to change our community to have a healthier community. We're against, you know, youth having access to drugs and alcohol. So, and then 3 years ago, this will be our third annual National Night Out. It came to us that National Night Out is held the first Tuesday of August each year. So it falls on a different date, but it's always the first Tuesday. And it was established in 1984, and it's meant to enhance the relationship between neighbors and law enforcement while bringing back a true sense of community, which that kind of falls into what Partners of Prevention is all about, because with Partners for Prevention, you have 12 sectors, and they all include health field, media, education, and especially law enforcement. And since we were already working with law enforcement and that, this just seemed like a good fit to get the community out and have a substance-free event.
I was there last year, and that was my first time to be there, but it went just very well, didn't it?
Oh, we've been, you know, we started the first year 250, and then the second year we had 575, and so, you know, I thought, I wonder if we can reach 1,000 this year.
Well, we'll hope so, you know, and depending on the weather, the long-range forecast right now is pretty favorable for that day.
You know, you could have planned anything this summer and not had to worry about rain, but, you know, I have this on next Tuesday, and then I have the following week, I've Walk with Grace, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we don't have our two big rains of the year on those 2 days.
Lots of things are going to be the same. Are there any changes or new things to add to National Night Out?
It's still at the campus. We've been lucky that we are able to use the campus. There's no food service program there now. So we've contracted with Los Amigos. And so they will be serving chicken and steak fajitas. We have to watch our budget, so there'll only be 550 free meals available. But then La Frat Marlon laughs at me from Los Amigos because he knows I stumble over the name of it. But the new Nicaraguan restaurant, they will also be there selling plates for $7. So they can choose between Los Amigos or the Nicaraguan. We'll both be there. So.
And law enforcement represented all kinds of fun stuff, a dunk tank.
Oh, yeah. The law enforcement are handling the dunk tank this year, and they decided instead of being free that they would charge so that, and then because the whole idea is to eventually, you know, we're using grant funds to pay for this event. The whole idea, though, is to make it self-sustainable so it can keep going each year. So they are going to charge, and that money will go back in to help pay for next year's event.
Indeed. Let's get Billy Jones in here. I think you were the top man on the dunk tank last year, or was it Sheriff Porter?
No, I think I beat him hands down.
Did you?
Yes. No. We have a lot of fun. We, you know, we come out to just kind of get involved with the community, you know, hang out, show everybody that we're just average people just like everybody else, and we're out to have fun. And with, you know, with the National Night Out and the Partners for Prevention's motto, you know, We can do it without alcohol. We can have great time with just friends and families, and have the kids involved. And we bring out all of our equipment. We bring out our MRAP or our MATV, our tactical vehicle. We bring out squad cars. We bring out the fire department. Will bring out equipment. The DNR usually brings their airboat, and the kids can crawl around it and take a look at it and try on our vests. And we have a breaching door that we set up with popsicle sticks, and the kids can use the ram to the battering ram to break the door down, and just try to keep things light and fun, and just interact with everybody who wants to interact with us.
Why do you feel it's important, the National Night Out, Billy?
Well, I mean, the biggest part is just the community involvement and the community engagement. You know, normally and unfortunately in law enforcement circumstances, we see a lot of the bad. We see people, you know, when they're down in the dumps and at the worst, you know, having the worst crisis maybe of their life or the night, depends. And this is a situation where it's a positive interaction, and people can come out and see officers in a positive manner, and we get to see the public in a positive manner, which is great, and it's only going to help our community build and grow and the relationships that we all want.
For youth, I think it's very important too that they're not intimidated or scared by a member of law enforcement, right?
Exactly. Yep, we're approachable. We're just another trusted adult out there that the kids can come to when they have an issue, no matter how big or small.
You have a lot of equipment that we can only see probably one time a year, that close, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's better than climbing around an armored, you know, it's basically a tank, climbing around it and taking a look at the massive size of some of the equipment that we have, and picking up a vest, picking up a battering ram and things like that. That it's just kind of neat to share that out. And, you know, the community help us purchase all this stuff. So it's great to have them come out and see what their tax dollars go to. Donations or whatever else that might be out there.
Yeah, some of the equipment, the size is just amazing, isn't it?
It is. The MATV that we have that we use on our tactical side of things, and we also use it as a rescue vehicle. That's one of the reasons we got it is, you know, we've been known to have a few hundred year floods. so you know, for rescue missions or anything like that that we can utilize that vehicle for, hands down has been a wonderful tool to have.
You have members of your staff there as well at night?
We will try to have all of our police department, all members of our police department there at some point in time. We're going to have some canine demonstrations along with the sheriff's department and their two canines. We're going to have the, you know, officers in the dunk tank. I'll take a hit in that dunk tank again myself. I believe Sheriff Porter has signed up as well. Hopefully Chief Deputy Wallace here will too. But we'll definitely give everybody the option to get us a little wet.
Chief Deputy Aaron Wallace, do you know how to swim?
Yes, I know how to swim. I used to be a lifeguard actually back when I was in high school. So I think I can survive the tank.
You're all right. You know, people just love to see the canines up close and personal, don't they?
They do. Yes, they do.
And you're going to have a chance to meet, what, four of them this year? Is that right?
Yep, four of them. Like Billy said, well, both of our dogs there, Rambo and Aaron. Aaron will be new this year. He wasn't there last year, so they can see our new canine, and then Teddy and Lucy. So all four dogs will be there to see, and the kids and the community can interact with them.
So if people aren't aware, there are four. One of them is locally owned then and not owned by the department?
Yep. Lucy is actually owned by one of the officers for the city.
Okay. All right.
And Lucy is a bloodhound. So Lucy is a tracking specific dog that we use in instance of lost people, lost children, things of that nature. She also will do article searches. So if somebody throws a gun out the window during a high speed chase or something, and we need to find that item, Lucy is just a perfect tool with her keen sense of smell to go out and find that lost item or a child in a cornfield, things of that nature. She's already been used multiple times in the city and the county, and then like we stated, she's actually owned by Officer Shaylin Lewis, and then Shaylin Lewis also takes her to other counties to assist other agencies with searches and rescue missions.
Okay, so Lucy's been called elsewhere.
She has.
Too.
Yep, she's been all over the state already in a short amount of time. And I'd just like to give a plug, if I could, to Richland Rescue. We actually obtained Lucy from Richland Area Rescue, and she worked with them. We got a donation from the Lions Club in order to purchase her, and then Shay took it over, and Shay has really just kind of taken on the training. I do help with some financial stuff and the backside of stuff, the police department and the city of Richland Center do. Shay just really, really embraced it and ran with that opportunity.
What an awesome tool, Aaron, to have this in your back pocket, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, having four dogs for a community this small, I think it's a great to have, and, you know, we can use them as much as possible. So,
were you at National Night Out a year ago?
I was out there last year and got to watch Billy and the Sheriff get dunked multiple times.
This year you got to pay for it, though, don't you?
That's what I've been told, that this year we're going to charge to help raise money for keep the event going as we try to build it up for the future.
It's money well spent, though, isn't it?
It is.
What's your favorite part of National Night Out, Aaron?
I think my favorite part is to see all the families come together and get to hang out with all the emergency personnel and just interact with them. Like Billy had said, you know, it's not very often that people see us as, you know, just members of the public. They always see us in uniform, always coming to places, usually, like you said, at people's worst time. And they get to see us just being there, having fun, and enjoying the night like everybody else.
Yeah, should be a fun one. It's on Tuesday night, 5 until 10 at the Platteville Richland campus. Going to be fun to actually have an event there at the campus, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Have people gathered, and a number of people there last year. I was amazed at the crowd last year, Billy.
It was a great crowd. Great crowd. Yep, and they stayed the whole time. They stayed the whole time, all the way up until the parade, as the parade emergency vehicles as we left the campus. So it was great to see.
Going to have some music there, and the band Bald is going to be playing too. Are you going to get up and sing with the band or not?
Probably not.
You're certainly welcome to. Also joining us today is Dina Degner, who's been working hard behind the scenes this summer. And good morning to you, Dina.
Yes, thank you. So, yes, I've been working very hard on the National Night Out this summer. I'm serving as the Scenic Rivers AHEC, or Area Health Education Center's community health intern. So me and Miss Betsy have been working really hard at the National Night Out. And we do have a lot of new and exciting opportunities that maybe haven't quite been touched on yet. We have a kite festival this year too.
What's that all about?
So I don't know if you've heard about it, but were you aware that we have a Wisconsin Kiters Club?
No, I was not.
I wasn't either, but I did some research. As Joanne had mentioned earlier, we have 12 sectors to our Partners for Prevention Coalition, one of those being our youth sector. And we really couldn't put this on without the youth, too. And we have some really passionate youth members from Youth for Change in Richland Center. And one of those members came up with the idea. She had seen down in Washington, D.C., actually, a kite festival. And then she wanted to kind of bring a little bit of that back to us. And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. Now where to start? So I found myself researching, you know, what is a kite festival? How do we put on a kite festival? And I found that we have a Wisconsin Kiters Association. So I sent out an email to the Wisconsin Kiters Club, and they're actually going to be coming out to our event on Tuesday, and they will be having a very large show kite, they call it, that'll be out on display. And hopefully, if the wind is right, so we're going to hope that it's not as hot and humid as it is today, and that we have a nice little wind, they're going to fly this very large kite. But then they're also bringing about 100 kids kite kits that they'll be able to help other members of our community, young kids, set up their own kites to fly alongside their big kite. And they'll be answering some questions there as well at about 7 p.m.
When we're talking large, about how big is this kite?
It's a large kite. It's over 10 feet. I'm not exactly sure which one they're bringing, but it's a large kite. So we're going to need some wind. But even if there's not wind, they're bringing one to hopefully set up on display so you still get to see their large kite and get to answer some questions about what they do.
A lot of fun for the youth.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely.
They're going to really take advantage of that, we hope, anyway. There's also the run walk, which we hadn't talked about. That was very successful a year ago.
Yes. So we had about 75 runners, or we were projected to have 75. We had about 110 runners last year, and we're hoping to hit a goal of about 150 this year. So it's an event that just keeps getting bigger and better, our canine 5K. So all of the proceeds from that run will go back to our local canine units, and we're very, very thankful for everything they do for us. So that's just our way of giving back. But yes, so our 5K, We'll start at 5:30 and we're super excited. It'll kind of route around the campus, a couple other areas, and we're just hoping for a really great turnout there. We have some great sponsors that'll be on the back of all of our race t-shirts. So yeah.
How can people get involved or sign up? Is there something on the website where they can find that?
Yeah, so on our Facebook, we have, for Partners for Prevention, I've set up an event to our National Night Out. So if you search up the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, you will find that this event, this link to the event, and it has all of the links to the race to sign up, or there's also same day registration. And I believe that opens at 5 p.m. 4:30. Excuse me, I had my time off there a little bit. But so yeah, you can also stop right down at the event at about 4:30 and sign up day of to do this great race and support our canine units.
And many do. It'd be nice to kind of have a preliminary head count though, wouldn't it?
For sure. If you could sign up ahead of time, that'd be great. But we're not going to turn you away if you come day of.
I know that you couldn't do this without sponsors.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Could you
not.
Talk about them for us?
Yeah. So we've had such an overwhelming amount of community help this year. We made about $3,400 last year in sponsorships from our community. And since then, we've had a 45.2% increase in donations from our community members, which was really amazing. We had sent out a bunch of sponsor letters, and we have a total of 26 sponsors this year. So if you don't mind, I'll list them off right here.
Sure, go ahead.
So we have New Day Counseling, LLC, Kramer's Water Store, the Rotary Club of Richland County, Richland Electric Co-op, the Richland County Children and Family Advocacy Council, Los Amigos 2, The Little Corner, Computer Doctors, Go Macro, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, Rock Solid Forming, Miller Electric, the People's Community Bank, Partners for Prevention Coalition, La Fritanga.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Yeah. We're gonna get there. By the end of the event, after they're serving us all night, we'll get the name down for sure. We're very thankful for them. Continuing on, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services, Jones Chevrolet, Deanne's Designs, Robin's Nest, Floral and Gift, Quick Trip, James and Gina Simpson, Dairyland Transportation, Archie Monuments of Richland Center, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Richland Family Restaurant, Richland County Bank, and finally, Added Touch Floral and Gifts. So we're very, very thankful for all of our sponsors this year. Like I said, we had almost a 50% increase in our total sponsorship, and we only hope to increase that as we grow our wonderful event and we get more community collaborations. And I think this is a really great event, and I hope to see all of our sponsors there and everybody else there at this event on Tuesday.
When you were contacting sponsors, I'm guessing it wasn't a real hard sell, was it, Dina? Because it kind of sells itself.
It wasn't a super hard sell. So actually, I had taken some members of our Youth for Change from our youth sector of our coalition earlier in the month of June, and we had went around to a couple of the different businesses, really working on those community collaborations and connections that we have between our youth and adult members of the community. And they had actually explained like what the National Night Out is, all the fun events we have planned, but also all the work they do as the youth sector of our coalition. And people were very good. We had lots of laughs with different community members and business owners. And it was a really great experience to take those four youth that I did out with me and travel around to the different businesses. But even those businesses that we didn't get to meet up with, I had sent out letters containing both of the flyers for the Canine 5K and the National Night Out event as a whole, along with our sponsorship letter. And we got a lot more help this year. We had about 17 new sponsors this year, which is absolutely amazing. And then we also had continued support from previous sponsors.
Are you seeing a difference? I mean, you're hearing about that in the community when you're out and about with the youth in terms of, you know, maybe cutting back or staying away from drugs and alcohol?
Absolutely. So the more we promote this healthy kind of behavior and these fun events, the more we can work on staying away from drugs and alcohol. It's not necessarily just we use the frog in the pond analogy a lot, where it means that if you had a sick frog in a dirty pond. You could remove the frog. You could clean up the frog, make it healthy again. But if you put it back in that pond, it could still get sick again because the pond is dirty. We work on fixing local conditions, aka the pond or its environment. So the National Night Out is one way that our youth sector can help kind of change their environment and their local conditions and make it a safer environment for future generations. But our youth sector is very passionate about what they do, and they're definitely going to make some changes. We couldn't do it without them.
Joanne, you've been seeing firsthand some of the results too, haven't you? When, as far as the compliance checks and some of those results and things like
doing compliance checks. Our last compliance check was 100%, compliance. So that was awesome, which I know that Aaron and Billy both enjoy. but I think another thing, though, that's important for people to understand is that these youth are becoming our future leaders. They've been going to park board meetings, asking for tobacco-free parks. They go to state basketball tournaments, and they see advertisements for alcohol at youth event because it is high school basketball tournament, and they literally have taken pictures and sent them in so that WIAA can be contacted, and the next day those signs are down. They went to the state baseball tournament and sent us a picture because they were so thrilled because the can of beer and the ball glove was covered up. You know, these kids are making a difference.
Yeah, I noticed that in Appleton, and I guess I didn't realize that. Probably the result of somebody calling that out, right?
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Interesting. Billy, as you hear that, and you got to feel good about the future. You got youth kind of standing up and looking out for themselves in the future.
Yep, and taking initiative, taking control of their future. And like Joanne said, they are our future, and we have to continue to encourage them and continue to support them wherever we can, as leaders in our community, and they will make a difference.
Aaron, as far as the compliance check, that has to make you feel good that people are following the rules, right?
Yeah, the more people that follow the rules go to the bars, and the bars turn away these younger people, it means less work for law enforcement. We don't have to go there. We don't have to keep on doing checks at the bar to make sure that they're not serving underage people. So if we can get compliance checks and they're all complying, it just makes our job easier.
I bet it does. And not just that you're policing this. You don't want to see a tragedy, right?
Correct, yes. I mean, if people are drinking at bars underage, it just leads to underage drinking and driving, and we don't want to deal with negative effects of drinking alcohol.
Indeed. So a positive thing coming up on Tuesday night. You're going to fly a kite too, Billy, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Are I'm gonna be right there building building with a couple of my nephews that are going to be there, I'm sure. Just really looking forward to the community involvement all the way around. Flying kites, running or walking the 5K run, throwing balls at the officers in the dunk tank, watching the canine demonstrations, enjoying some food and some music. Whatever you want to do, whatever your point of interest is, there's something for everybody, and come out and say hi and enjoy.
Tell me about the canine demonstrations. Aaron, do you do some specific things, hide something and have Lucy go find it, or how do you do that?
I'm not sure as far as the cities for Lucy. I mean, Rambo and Aaron, both are canine handlers, Mike Siz and Chris Shilgen. They have demonstrations that they put on for the school. It's just normal presentation as far as having a suspect get into a suit and have them do a bite usually, and then maybe do some demonstration with them sniffing out some drugs.
Have you ever put the bodysuit on and let the dog come after you or not?
I have not done that.
I always think somebody that does that is kind of crazy. But
I used to partake in a lot of trainings with Richland County's first canine, Titan. Sergeant Knable had Titan, and I was a bite person a lot of the times in there at a lot of their trainings, and it's quite the adrenaline rush to put the suit on and hear those commands for that dog to come at you and hit you with the force that they have. So it's quite amazing.
Do you feel the bite?
Oh yes, yeah, a lot of pressure. Probably quick story. Probably my most memorable one was Titan, and I was wearing just a bite sleeve, so I didn't have the whole suit on. I just had a sleeve on my arm, and Titan came up and he bit my wrist, and I had my wristwatch on, and he bit down on that wristwatch, and I could feel, you know, a lot of pressure. I mean, I couldn't feel the teeth. He didn't break some skin or anything like that, but I could feel that pressure. And at the end of the day, when I was all done, take the bite sleeve off, and, you know, you're rubbing your arm and taking a look at it. I took my watch off, and I had a bruise the shape of my watch underneath my watch on my wrist from the pressure of that of the jaws on that animal. It's very, very amazing and humbling that I'm so glad those bite sleeves work like they're supposed to.
I believe it. I have a son-in-law in southeastern Wisconsin who's a canine officer, and he takes the dog with him, Bricks. But he said a lot of times just having him with him, you know, a suspect will say,
"That's enough.
Don't let that dog out."
Yep, that's enough. And not only are they an intimidation factor, you know, for certain situations, they're also just meek and mild in other mm-hmm. situations, which is just, you know, it's really a tribute to the types of training and the amount of training that goes into those animals. It is really cool.
That's probably one of the biggest draws for young people coming to the National Night Out, isn't it, Aaron?
I think so. I mean, everybody always gathers around. As soon as they start putting a demonstration on, the crowd would go from, you know, if there's the dunk tank, they always come over and they want to watch the demonstrations from all the dogs.
And it'll be going on through the course of the night.
Yep. With all the canines that we have there, I'm sure they'll put on several different demonstrations. Probably all dogs will put a demonstration on by themselves.
Sure. So if you're not there right at 5, you're not going to miss it then. So. Yeah. 5 to 10 coming up on Tuesday night. We'll have more about National Night Out on the morning show after this timeout. Welcome back to our morning show. We're talking about National Night Out, the Partners for Prevention Coalition presentation of this event going on Tuesday at the Platteville Richland campus, and looking forward to that. We'll be back there again. We'll be spinning a few tunes on Tuesday night, Joanne.
Oh, yeah. Well, I won't be, but you and Gary Gutkonek will be DJing and spinning some tunes and intermingling that with live music from Bald again. You know, Jeff Behrens and Mark Chambers and Leif Carlson do a magnificent job for us, and it's just great having them back.
There's just something about live music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And last year it was so great. Last year was Three Souls because Bald wasn't available, but Jeff Behrens is in both bands, so we were able to get Three Souls, and to see the people out there on the patio, cement patio, just dancing and having a great time was fun.
Even doing some line dancing too.
Yeah,
we watched that last year, so that was a good time. That'll be a big part of it. Music is there, but people, if depending on the temperature, I haven't seen that what that projection is, but they can eat inside where it's cool if they like.
Yep, if you don't want to sit out in the heat, you can sit inside the Wallace Student Center. There'll be tables set up there, and then we'll have tables set up outside for those. But, you know, one thing we do like about that area is even if you're outside, there's a lot of shade because there's a lot of trees. Mm-hmm. So that's what else makes it nice.
Sounds like a good variety of food items there.
Yeah, you know, in the you know, we've been serving the tacos through the food service, and people really seem to enjoy it. And so that's why we kind of wanted to stay with that. Plus, it's a healthy choice.
Yeah, very true. So free for some of the food is free, and then some of it.
This year we had to, because without the food service there and having to have somebody cater it, there is some cost to it. So that's why we had to put a limit on how many free meals this year.
Lots of free stuff, though, Dina, as we look at the chance. A free kite? How fun is that?
Yeah, so at our kite festival, the big demonstration by the Wisconsin Kiters Club will be at 7 p.m., and at that time, members of the club that are there, as well as some of our youth members from our coalition, will be helping kids set up these kite kits that I had talked about earlier. And every kid that would like, we have 100 kite kits that are coming to us, and they are completely free, so kids can stop on by, they can get help making their kite, and then they can go try to fly it down in the big soccer fields by the big kite, too. So it'll be a great time. We'll have fun.
Yeah, I was wondering where the area was, so you can get out there. There's no wires or anything you got to worry about out there.
Nope. I mean, the Wisconsin Kiters Club will be setting up their large kite, and they might have a large area. But that being said, we're going to be kind of on the large old soccer fields down to the side of Simon's Recreational Complex. Mm-hmm. So there'll be plenty of space that if your kids want to make their kites and run them across the field, they are more than welcome to do so.
Yep, between the campus and the high school.
Yep, yep.
Right in there. I might even go over there because I need to teach my grandchildren how to fly a kite. I've never had the skills.
Well, so. You just have to grab one of their kites and go for it. You can just run across the field too.
Just start running.
Yep, yeah. Start running.
Many have said go fly a kite. But that's going to be just one of the fun things here. I can just see this for families. What a fun time to get together.
Yes, sir. It'll be a great time. We're really looking forward to it. There's been a lot of planning that has gone into it. So we encourage all members of the community to come out, no matter age. We're super excited.
And again, the run walk. It's not a competition. I mean, if you just want to get out, that's another fun thing a family can do is just walk together.
Oh, yeah. So we've advertised it as a run walk. So we do have awards for top three places in different age brackets. But that being said, if you just want to enjoy the walk and just get out and be physical, you are more than welcome to do that. So we're excited for it.
I read the award winners last year at the second annual National Night Out, and I was amazed because you had a combination of maybe some youth that are going to be on the cross-country team in the fall, all the way up to people in their 70s and 80s. So it was really all ages.
Oh, for sure. It's definitely an event that we promote for all ages. We want this to be a community-based fun event, but we don't want it just for kids or just for those 18 or above. We really want it to be, you know, families or groups of friends, and everybody of all ages can come out and have fun. And whether that be, you know, you help your kids or you yourself are a kid and you make a kite and you fly it, or you want to dunk somebody in our law enforcement, or we'll also just have displays out there. The 4-H will be there selling root beer floats as well as doing face paints. So you got kites and face paints and free meal. It's really an absolute good deal. We've got more displays out there if you're looking for more on the health education or safety. We've got Crime Stoppers there as well as the ADRC. State Farm will be there talking about some bike safety and its importance and helmets. So we have a wide range of stuff that you can do there as well.
This National Night Out is not something that's just a Richland Center thing, Joanne.
No. It's, like I said, it's nationwide. And I think I even read one time there's even other countries that have adapted it. And Faroco will be doing it at the Vernon County Fairgrounds, and Reedsburg is doing it. So I just suggest, you know, whatever community you live in, just get involved with your community. Make that connection between not just your neighbor, but your law enforcement, your fire department, your first responders. You know, get to know them so that when you are in a serious situation, it's not strange. You've made that connection with them beforehand when you are healthy. And it's, like I said, another way to have a fun, family-filled event that's substance-free.
Yeah, very well said. Chief Jones, you know, there was a time when I knew probably every police officer, every sheriff's department member, but, you know, I don't know that I know them anymore. I mean, a lot of them have aged out of the system. So this is a really good opportunity to meet in person, isn't it?
Absolutely. We do have a very young police department and a sheriff's department, for that matter, in our area. And you're right. You know, we tend to, some of the older officers like myself, we tend to get out of the public eye a little bit more as we age and move into different jobs or different positions. And there's a lot of new faces out there, a lot of new faces, and they're great people, you know, hands down, some of the best people I know. So stop on out, introduce yourself to them, say hi, you know, get to know them. They're here and they're here to stay, and they want to, the same thing we all want is to make our community better.
I think from the other side, and for you and Aaron as law enforcement personnel, to get to know people from your standpoint, you know, maybe you've got that interaction with them, you see them again somewhere in an emergency situation, you've got that connection with that person.
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of gives you a sense of calm, you know, in a bad situation. Sometimes, like, hey, I know you, it'll be okay. You know, we can talk people through it. We can talk, you know, talk through situations. And it also makes people comfortable to come to us with things. Because one of the things we need, even in the law enforcement world, is community involvement. Our officers as you well know, can't be everywhere all the time. So we need the public to tell us things, to report things. You know, if you see something, say something type of an attitude. And even if it's, and I tell a lot of people, you know, if I'd rather you report something that turns into nothing than not report something that does turn into something, and maybe somebody gets hurt or you know, drugs are sold to the wrong person or whatever it might be. So don't be afraid to talk to us and give us information and just get to know us.
Not only is National Night Out a fun night, Aaron, but it's also a fundraiser. It's pretty important, isn't it?
It's very important, especially for the canines. I mean, every canine, there's always the upkeep for like anything. You need to feed the dogs. You need to pay for their vet bills. And we have to plan for the future, too. I mean, like all our officers, you know, they have to retire. Canines need to retire as well. So we need to help raise money so we can prepare ourselves to get a new dog for the futures, for both the city and for the county.
Is it pretty costly, the upkeep for a canine for a year?
I mean, they're big dogs, so they eat quite a bit of food. So... And we have some donations from companies to donate food for both the city and the county dogs. But every year they have to go through and get their shots, just like every other dog in the community. So there's definitely expenses to having canines with your department.
How much training is involved? Do they go to training every year?
They constantly go to training. Every month they have a training with our local agencies around the area here. I'm not sure how many other agencies train with our guys.
Between 7 and 9.
Yeah. And that's, they do that once a month at least. And then there's always the additional trainings, Weleka. They go to Weleka every year too. Yep. So there's a lot of training that they have to go to keep their dogs up to top standards for our canines. So
are you aware of any of the things that they do in training for the dogs?
They do a lot of a variety, everything from article searches to scent, to specific scent trainings, to the bite or apprehension trainings. They usually do about an 8 or 9 hour day once a month where the canine group gets together and they just go over different. They do a lot of repetition work and different scenarios, and they play out different scenarios that they might come in contact with on the street. But they work as a group, and they all the handlers help out each other. You know, if one handler's having a trouble on a certain area, they really set their goals to improve that area or improve that dog in that certain area on a certain training. So they really kind of focus.
It's beneficial. I mean, there's definitely your older canine handlers. Mm-hmm. People have had their dogs for many years. They kind of know the tricks to helping the younger guys, like, you know, Sergeant Shilgen. He's just got his canine. So helping them work through issues that they've seen in the past with their dogs.
It's probably important to kind of get to know those other canine officers in other counties, because there probably are instances where they work together.
Absolutely. We're being requested mutual aid-wise all the time. And especially in our surrounding area between Vernon County, Grant County, Sauk County, Richland County, Iowa County,
Crawford County.
Thank you. So that's kind of the training group that and they're always assisting each other with something or another, whether it's just helping out with an issue that maybe one of their dogs has, or coming to their community to help out with an event. They help out with school searches. We do school walkthroughs and check lockers and things of that nature all the time. And we bring those connections that we make, and we bring those other officers from other communities over to help us out. And then we go to their cities as well.
There's crossover between the dogs that belong to the city of Richland Center and the county, and vice versa. You kind of help each other out too?
Yep, we help each other out, and we have a real good working relationship between the handlers and between the administration to know that they can, you know, if they have an incident and maybe the Lone Rock area, Officer Deneen lives down in the Spring Green area. He's real close. He can be there in a heartbeat, and vice versa. Chris Shilgen lives right here in the cities, and, you know, the city police department has called him out for assistance in the past as well. So
This year, Richland Center High School will have an officer. This is the first time that they will do that. Is that a part of your department then, Billy?
That is. So, yeah, we've been working with the school district, the police department, and the city of Richland Center have been working with the school district to put an officer in the schools, again, to help build relationships between the police department and law enforcement and the school district, parents, teachers. So Officer Jared Wilson, Sergeant Jared Wilson, has been promoted to that position. He'll start his new duties in middle August, where he will come up to the school and start working on programs, and hopefully start becoming more involved with some of the Partners for Prevention, the coalition, the alcohol work groups, just anything community based. He's just going to get really kind of thrown into the hot water, so to speak. But he's going to do a great job. He's got a lot of good ideas that he's already brought to me, and I think he's really anxious to become part of the community in the school districts.
Will he be at the school every day, or how does that work?
Yes, so he'll be mainly stationed. He'll have an office at the Richland Center High School. However, he's going to roam around. He'll be at the intermediate school. He'll be at the primary school. He's even started talking to the new charter school that the high school or the school district's willing to or is starting. He'll be kind of taking over the Counter Act program. Everybody's familiar with the Counter Act program out there that we teach to the fifth and sixth graders. So he's going to kind of take over that and kind of take the reins on that. And then also, he's, like I said, he's got some really good ideas of other programs that he would like to implement within the community. In the school and out of the school as well.
Okay, maybe you both could talk about their other officers that you work with and that may be a part of National Night Out on Tuesday. Billy?
Yeah. So we're gonna have our department everywhere from Lieutenant Moe all the way down to Nathan Coleman, who's our most recent hire at the police department. They're gonna be out there if time allows. Some of them that will be working obviously may have calls they have to respond to. And go to, the old familiar faces is Dan Pepage. He's hoping to be out there. Detective Pilla, he'll be there. Jared Wilson, Sean Deneen, who is the canine handler for the police department. Officer Tyler Barr is planning to make an appearance. Hopefully, I can get him in the dunk tank as well. he needs to cool off sometimes. Yep, he likes it. And then we're gonna all the way down to Officer Deidelhoff, Elizabeth Deidelhoff, Shaylin Lewis, who she will have, or I'm sorry, Shaylin Isaacson. She did recently get married. Make that correction. She'll have Lucy there, hopefully doing some demonstration on tracking. And then Officer Nathan Coleman, who will also be out. He does have to work a midnight shift that night, so he might have to go home and take a nap at some point in time.
But. Okay. Aaron, what about you and the Sheriff's Department?
We're going to try to have as many of our deputies there as possible. I mean, the sheriff plans on being there in the dunk tank as well. Lieutenant Sizz, he is Rambo. This probably will be Rambo's last year with the department. He's talking about retiring him next year. Mm-hmm. So he will be there with Rambo. And then, we're a very young department now. I think we're average age for our road deputies is about 26 years old. So we're we're getting really, really young. But like Sergeant Melby, he's probably one of the familiar faces. And then after that, it kind of really drops off to Steve Herbers and... Mm-hmm. Jake Rupp now and Nick Graham, all the way down to our two newest road deputies, Phoenix Ewers and Aaron Beege, who just completed their FTO process and they're on their own now. So we'll try to get everybody out there, and if they can make it, they plan on coming out and enjoying the time and showing their face and getting to know the community.
Oh, it'll be fun. And so Rambo's eligible for Medicare and Social Security next year. Pretty amazing. Seems like he just started.
Right.
It's going to be a fun time, the National Night Out. Anything, Joanne or Dina, that you guys would like to add?
Well, while they were talking, I think it's important, and which Aaron brought up, that, we use the proceeds to support, and we are a small community with four dogs. But as Aaron brought up, they do retire. And so they brought on Aaron sooner so that they could kind of transition the two dogs. But then, of course, then you're going to be looking again in a short time to replace Aaron. So we'll be going through that transition again. And the same thing's going to happen with the city, with Teddy having a transition. So that's why we keep doing this, because you want to have that transition. You don't want to go without. So it's easier to transition. The other thing is that it's Partners for Prevention. What we really want to do is make a healthier community. And that's why we focus on the youth, because research has found that a brain, and I'm not going to say a child's brain, because brains aren't fully developed till you're in your early to mid-20s. So if you start early with alcohol, you are destroying your brain cells. And just like, well, we got law enforcement here with car seats. You know, I kind of use the analogy with parents that maybe it was all right to drink when you were a teenager, when you were growing up, and you're fine. But I can remember my little brother being in one of those car seats that you just hooked over the front seat, you know, and had just a seat to sit on. A little. Are you going to put your child in a car seat like that today? Research has shown that, no, you don't want to do that. So why are you putting alcohol into your child early on and destroying the brain cells? That's what we're trying to educate adults on, that it's not okay. Research has shown that.
Well, absolutely. It's a fun activity, and I think it's fun to show that you can have a great event without alcohol, Dina.
Absolutely, absolutely. And another, like, very big aspect of the National Night Out is the community collaborations. So we already had talked about our sponsors and our different law enforcement groups, our emergency rescue, fire, EMS, as well as all these organizations that are all coming together to build a better community for tomorrow. It's about trust and collaboration. And I think that's a really huge thing. And I'm very proud that I get to be a part of that. I think Richland Center is a very special place. I've been interning here this summer, and the community has been very welcoming and very open. And I'm very excited for this event. And I think it's great to see these officers, to see EMS, fire, these organizations all come together to support this great cause and show that we're all just people, but also that we can build a better and stronger future for our youth and future generations to come.
Where are you from originally?
I'm only from about 40-ish minutes out of here. I'm right in between Waniwok and Hillsborough.
Okay, sure. Well, good to have you along. Good job this summer.
Thank you.
Dina Degner joining us. Joanne Krulot's here as well. And also Aaron Wallace from the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Chief Deputy, in fact, and Chief of Police in the City of Richland Center, Billy Jones. Gentlemen, stay safe.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for all you do. And we'll be back with more in the morning show coming up tomorrow. Don't forget about National Night Out coming up Tuesday, August 1st from 5 until 9 at the Richland campus.